listing according to the particular prohibitions instead of the general institution?
It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. What does the sheet to say? How does the sheet to put it? A little ambiguous, no?
It doesn't really matter right now.
He wants to say it has to go by the Lashon. The Lashon Hareini is what? Not clear.
No,
Hareini is usually Shvua, right?
It's the opposite. Or it's to exclude.
It's not Harei Olai. Hareini is usually Shvua.
Hareini means I will be.
Yeah. Like I will be us or in this or that.
Even just saying Olai, like my gender is already weird.
Right. Right. Can't say a lie. What are you going to say a lie? Yeah. He says like this. How does it start? Is it not in here? Oh, here, hold on. Nazira, Safagav the Chefs, right. Yes, we were just saying Rashi and Dalai Lama and Nazir implies that the Isser Yayin is also like an Isser Chefs. It's a Neder. The Ram says it's a Neder, yes. I mean, the Pasuk considers it like a Neder. But for the Rosh, you know, the Rosh is good because he's saying maybe vis-a-vis the Gavra, it has an element of Neder, but in terms of the Yayin, he relates to the Yayin like a Nisr Gavra. But if you're going to learn like Rashi, that's more like the Shita. He's conceding that there is an Nisr Cheftza in the Yayin, which is interesting. We have to think about how that works. But yet he calls it, he lines it up with Shvua because of the Lashon of the Dibur. So it comes out differently. According to the Rosh, it's going to be organized by the nature, by the way he relates to the Chefza of Yayin, the way he relates to the Chefzaos. And the Rosh so holds that although he as a Gavra has a Chalos shame of a Gavra, like a new entity, like a Chefza, but in terms of Isurim, he now relates to them vis-a-vis they are related to him as Nisa Gavra. But Rashi seems to hold there's Nisr Chefs in the Yayin. What's the Nisr Chefs in the Yayin? Strange. Nisr Chefs in the Yayin. That's what I'm saying. That's what the sheet says. But shaving is definitely Nisr Chefs and Nisr Gavra.
So why did the Rashi have a problem?
All right, we'll have to come back to Nazir. We'll come back to Nazir at a later date. Let's just wanted to broach the topic. Now let's go through the shot. Go ahead. Ready? Shot. Now the Gemara says like this. How do we go here? Pasach. All the words look the same. I gotta find. Hold on. Pasach be kinuyin. So the Mishnah starts out kinuyin nedarim. Call kinuyin nedarim. Umefaresh yados. How do you see yados? Haomer lechaveiro mudrani mimecha. Okay, so. The Gemara is saying like this. If you're really careful in what's going on here, you'll notice there's a strange switch. It starts out called kinui nedarim kinedarim. Okay. And then it switches to yados. Because the case of mudrani, ha'omel l'chaver, mudrani. So it tells you the topic. We're going to learn about kinuyim. And then it gives you examples of yados. Okay. That's one problem. The ode, yeah, and then it gives examples of yados, and furthermore, it even forgets to mention yados, yados inshi. Okay. Yeah, that means it forgot them, right?
Forgot the phrase.
So it starts out kol kinyan darim kinyan. And then it starts explaining yados, which itself is strange. Why would you go from kinoi and then switch to yados? But if you are going to switch to yados, for whatever reason, you should at least say, and now we're going to take yados. So it's a double strange thing. Okay? So he said like this. Vesu yados inshi. Airi bahon. Airi bahon goes with that.
They were working with Yados.
What's that?
They were working with Yados, so they would have forgotten.
Uh-huh. So he says, it goes like this. No, Airi bahon v'chisuri mechsara v'hochi kitani. Okay. Kol kinui nedarim kinedarim v'yados kinedarim kinedarim. Okay, so let's see. The Ron works it out. He said it like this. Nearly dachi pirusha v'adai tana b'kinuyan posach. Okay. So he definitely started out with kinuyim. Because even if you're going to say chisuri mechsura v'ochi kitani, you never say that the Tana forgot, left out the first thing. Right? Leaving out means you started something and then you left something out. You never say, except for later we'll say it, but you never say, right, that a person left out. How do you forget the first thing you're talking about? Then how do you get to the second thing? I mean, it's very unusual to say that you're mechaser barosh dvarv. Unless we have to. That, the normal thing is, you started something and then your mind skipped ahead to the next thing and you forgot to fill in some of the details. Okay, so we can tolerate that. So we have to say he started with kinuyim. Even though he mentions yados, so he wants to break the questions into two. He says, first of all, he definitely started with kinuyim. So whatever you say, it would seem reasonable that whatever you start with, you should explain first. I'm not saying he can't have jumped to, I'm not saying he couldn't have gone to yados next. But whatever, even if he just wrote kinuyim and yados openly, he still should have started kinuyim first. That's the first question. Because he definitely started with kinuyim, right? And furthermore, he forgot yados. So he wants to say it's two logical questions. Right? One question is, even if he had said kinuyim and yados explicitly, but in that order, that's the assumption is that it's in that order because we assume you whatever that you never skip what you start with, what you mean to start with. So it's as if, let's say the Tana wrote kinuyim and yados. So he should have then gone to explain yados. So the first question is, how come he started with, kinuyim. So the first question is, if he said kinuyim and yados and then would have started yados, that itself would have been a question. Why not start with kinuyim? Why not explain kinuyim if you start with kinuyim? And second of all, it doesn't even say the word yados. So it's a double question. So he wants to now take him up. So therefore he says, it answers the questions. So it answers the second question. The second question is easy to answer. Why does it not say yados? That's a simple matter of chisuri mechsor v'chikitani. So, v'ka'omar, airi bahon, v'chisuri mechsor v'chikitani. No, he was talking about that he just forgot to put in, to say the phrase, yados nedarim kinedarim. Okay. But now one question remains. So we'll say it's as if it says yados nedarim kinedarim, kol kinuyim nedarim kinedarim, kol yados nedarim kinedarim. But then why doesn't it turn around and explain kinuyim first? Now the Gemara is like this. Why didn't the Tana then go from kinuyim? We'll assume he meant to say yados, but then he should have. Then explained, he's giving a list of what they are, and then explanations of their formulation. So he should have gone back to kinuyim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not strange at all. As a matter of fact, the rule is the opposite. That we generally say, hahu desolik mi nei, hahu mefarish bereisha. And I'll give you a few examples. Bame madlikin umame eimadlikin, eimadlikin. Bame tomen, bame ein tomen, ein tomen. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, on the contrary, it's actually the norm, or the rule actually, at this point, to start where you left off. Okay. Now, don't we know, everybody learns in school, that Eliezer asked Rivka two questions, and she answered the first question first. Well, Yaakov, right, with Lavan, he answered the first question first. Because a chacham always asks the first question first. A foolish person gets distracted by the last question and answers that one first. But a wise person answers the first one first. And if you ask two questions in the text, never expect to get back two answers. Just derech klal. So anyway, so what do you say?
Who cares?
My question is, so therefore, why is the Mishnah saying that it's normal to do that? No, Chacham would go back to Bamei Madlikin. Why does that rule not apply here? And then it gets worse. The Gemara says, I'll tell you on the contrary. Are you going to tell me that's the rule? So now all of a sudden the Gemara thinks it's a rule, right? He says, is it a rule? I'll show you counterexamples, right? Several counterexamples. We don't need to go through them. So the Gemara says, no, this still is a rule, right? That really, you always start with the last one, unless the first one is bigger, right?
Rashi had two
explanations. For the Avsha?
Yeah, one of them is that there's multiple like examples. Like instead of just one and two, like,
right. And what's the other? What's the other pshat?
Another
Ron says, Avshi means there are more dinim. Hilkach imafarish lumafreya osi lemiti. There you go. That's a clue. Uli olam ilav mishum haytaima sidra dafka lefirushiyahu desolak mine. On the contrary, it's only when there are many dinim in the first class that we're worried you'll forget some of them or you'll make more mistakes. The one who memorizes them, I guess, will make mistakes. But without that concern, we should always start with the one we ended off with. Yeah, right. And there was a two pshatim in Rashi is whether there are more dinim in that category or whether it's a longer list that it's starting out with. And then going back to explain the list. Like permutations. Okay, anyway. So as in terms of the questions go in order because questions are based on a certain necessity. So the person asks the most pressing matter first, and then he follows up. So therefore, a chacham takes them in terms of their importance, in terms of the need. So he doesn't get distracted he doesn't let his imagination distract him, like we discussed in the other week, and he goes by what logically is more important. So therefore, that's a mark of a chacham, that he's using his discerning faculty to decide to weigh the issues, as opposed to just letting his imagination get caught up in the one that's most fresh in his mind. But over here, there's simply a list of things. It's a list of things. There's not an importance. There's not an order of importance. It's a list. So in terms of a list, apparently there is a mila in continuity. There's a mila in continuity. And therefore, if I'm going to say b'meh madlikin u'b'meh ein madlikin, in terms of the flow, in terms of the flow of the discussion, you should have a more natural flow. So the more natural flow is not to say b'meh madlikin, b'meh ein madlikin, and then force your mind to jump back to b'meh madlikin. Continue with what you left off with, because now you're in the discussion. There's no importance to the order. It's just a matter of covering the discussion. So it's more seamless to meld in from the list to the discussion via the last entry in the list. Okay? So therefore, that is a derech. And the Mishnah should follow that all the time. Okay? But if there's some concern that you're not going to be able to retrace your steps if you get involved in another discussion, because it's much more complicated than the first category, then there's a reason to jump to go back to the first one. But in other words, it's all a matter of there's a concern for the flow of the discussion, as long as you're not compromising any of the integrity. If you have a long list that you start off with, and then the second one is a shorter one, there's a danger that you'll forget what inning you're in already, and you won't pay attention, you won't recall the details that you started off with. So anyway, That's all very nice and interesting. Go ahead, let's go weiter. So now the Gemara is not satisfied. So that seems to be a good answer, but then the Gemara finds more cases that don't work out. And the Gemara says, no, on the contrary. Elalav dafka. Yeah, sorry, the Bamei Mehema was the one that messed it up. Right? That's the one that messed it up. Because it's Avsha. And it starts off with Bameh Eina Yotza. Okay. I'm sorry, the other way around. It goes back to the beginning. Not Avsha, I'm sorry. It's not Avsha, and it still goes back to the first case. Right. So the strange Ron, you see the Ron over there? He says, is it the Ron? Yeah. Nirali de lahachi mishani sidre tana. Why did the Tana change the order? Why did he go from Bameh Behema Yotza'ah Ubameh Eina Yotza'ah and not follow the pattern that was laid down in all the other Mishnayos and then just start off with Bameh Behema Eina Yotza'ah? He specifically wanted to show you there's no pattern. It's that's why he did it. That was why he was that I want to be makbid to show you that there's no kapeda here. V'chol tana tani kidabai shapir dummy. Everybody, this is just purely goes by your preference. V'leka ba milso mishum v'tivchar loshan aruim. So it's a very amazing Ron. As the Ron is saying, he's teaching you halacha over here. It says in Iyov that you should choose wise words, right? And he wants to show you this is not an inyan of that idea.
One.
It's a havamina maskona in speaking in a proper manner. Don't think because the Tanayim happened to do this that they held this is an inyan to express your chachmah with. This is not a matter that you need to invest any mental energy into. However you feel comfortable. That's the important thing. Go by what you're comfortable with. This is not an inyan of chachma. Apparently, some minds work differently. Some people have a thinking in an order, and some people think in a flow. And he's saying there's no preference. You can't say that a person is a lesser chacham because he does that. On the contrary, he has a certain meduyak. Methodology of thinking. He's a very medactic guy. He's like a computer program. He goes, his mind works like in a certain way. So the Gemara is saying, if it's questions, there's a reality to it. But all of this is like you were saying, it's just matters of convenience and there's no you can't say one is exhibits chachma greater than the other. Sometimes the Gemara says you should say things in a way that exhibits chachma. Like, I don't remember the details right now, but the Gemara talks about what I think it's hamotzi, motzi lechem min haaretz, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, or one of the brachos in Birkas Hamazon. It says there's no real difference, but a chacham would say this way. So if you want to show that you're a chacham, you say it this way, even though you're yotzi either way. You should show that you're a chacham in the way you speak. But this is not and there's also rules. You should always teach in the Derech Kitzara. There are certain rules in these matters. But he's saying, Dafka the Ron, amazing Ron, he's saying it was Dafka to show there is no inyan over here. This is purely a matter of your own comfort, and there's no, it's more like convention. Okay. Anyway, let's go weiter. Ready? Now it's just like this. V'i bayis ema. What do you mean v'i bayis ema? This is all so beautiful. What happened to v'i bayis ema? I mean what? Now we're going to say there is a rule?
The Ron says they still hold there's no rule.
That's interesting, right? That's what's interesting. The Hachikitani. Vadai deleka kapeh de b'milsa. He's not giving another answer. Maybe there is kapeh de b'milsa. Right? So then what's the point? What's the point of the holy bayis ema? If there's no kapeh de b'milsa, what's the point? I don't understand the whole thing. There's no kapeh de b'milsa, but we're going to try to find some reason over here. What do you need to do that for? We already know in kapeh de b'milsa. Okay, so let's see. So he says, "Vada vaday vaday the leka kapeda nosa kida kaomrets de bahal leka lemiflag de misnaisa muchi shapir." But in this Mishnah, lo tema chada minayu nokat. Why not? There's no kapeda nosa. Bid ela bidafka akdem yados mishum de osyon midrasha. So it's interesting. So you see that what? Even though there's no kapeda milsa in general, you always should try to find some chachma in the thing. It's an amazing thing. You should always try to find some. But what is the chachma? If there's no kapeda milsa, what is the chachma? So that's what we have to figure out. So let's take the Gemara. So it says like this. Yado. So we have to bend over backwards to get this, right? I di de osyon midrasha mifarish lehu bereisha. Yeah. So now, which question are we answering? We're saying like this, that why did he start with Yados? Even though he had a free reign to start any way he wanted, but still the question bothers me, right? If there's Ein Kepeda B'Milsa, so then there's no choice. It's not like I mean, since there's no Kepeda B'Milsa and he did it this way, what? He might have had, it might have been that he had the natural inclination to go the other way, but he changed himself. Yeah.
You may mean there's no general rule of how to order it, but every specific mission has a reason.
Well, let's see. Let's go a little weiter. Let's go a little weiter. In other words, he wants to say, though, that in this one there is a kapeda, no? But he wants to say in this one there is a kapeda, right?
Right.
Okay. So what is the kapeda over here? That you have different types of things. In terms of their importance, it's getting back to this to the question paradigm. It's going back to the question to the Meshiv Rishon Rishon. In other words, when we say there's no kapeda, that's what we were saying. It's just a list of items in a class. Okay, but what this Ibais Ema is going to try to show you is that they have relative weights. There, one is more essential or more primary than the other, and then you don't consider it just a list. In other words, when it's just a list, that's stam a list, like you were saying. They're just corollaries. The yeses and the noes. Right? Or some women are this, some women are that. Right? But over here, it's explaining the subject matter of nedarim, and then there's a primary idea of a nedar, and then there are subordinates. So in that sense, it makes sense to have some kind of a hakpada, because they don't—they're not just neutral vis-à-vis each other. They relate to each other in a primary and a secondary form. Let's see if that follows through. That's my proposition here. So he says like this: Yados come from a drasha, so therefore it explained it first. Okay. Yeah, now what is it? What kind of logic is that? Let's see the Ran. So that is doesn't say that one?
No,
that's Kinuyin. Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, the Gemara does say that. There are a lot of times the Gemara says that the Chachamim liked things that they learned from a drasha better. Right? In Bava Kama, I remember we had that. Right? That it's more chaviv to them. Or maybe in the dar in Kedushin. What?
Being Nazir
has that? Yeah, so
Shabbos has that.
Uh-huh.
The first Tosfos in Shabbos says he starts with Hotzah because it's more chaviv, because it teaches, because it has all these exceptions and halachos.
Uh-huh.
It's more chaviv.
Uh-huh. So there is an idea like that. So when it comes to explaining, they're going to explain what's more chaviv to them. The Gemara, I remember Bava Kama. I think it was in Bava Kama. They used that lashon. Anyway, let's go by this. So then, why didn't it start with it to begin with? So why didn't it give it in the list? So that's interesting. In the activity of explaining, so explaining is now ideas. So in terms of the realm of the ideas, they're going to take the ideas that they derived from a drasha. That's more. interesting to them, more cherished to them, because it's from the process of thinking. It's an entity of the process of thinking. So that's more chavav to them. But why? Well, in terms of starting the list, that's a different consideration. Then they have to go in a hierarchy of knowledge. One we know prior to the other. One we know more intrinsically than the other. So that is, kinuyim is a lashon doraisa. How's it go? Pasach b'kinuyim doraisa b'reisha v'hadim mafarish yados d'asalim midrasha. So that makes perfect sense. That's an interesting idea. No, that order makes perfect sense. And that's a dafka order. What does it mean, the Raisa? Ran says, Shekein derech atan alahasl b'dvarim hayaduim v'apeshutim. So kinoy, you don't need a pasuk for. Right? You don't need a pasuk to know kinoyim. It's davar pashut. Because there's no din of lashon. There's no din of a specific lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, it starts off with that which is more known, and it gets to the things that you know through derivation afterwards. But when it wants to discuss as a matter of speculation and inquiry and conceptualization, it goes to the ones that the mind is more attracted to. And then it shows you again that the imagination and the interest is important, but it could guide you to a point, but it could be a guy, but it's not the thinking. Okay, so they had more interest in the in that which they derived. Now, that's very nice if you hold kinuyim is lashon nachrim, but if you say that it's lashon shebadu lohem chachamim, okay, then what can you say? Meaning to say what? You can't say that it is more primary. You can't say it's more simple because it didn't exist without them. So therefore, he says, "Afagav de midoraisa nami heim k'moshe kosavti afilach ein pshutim yoser miyados kidei shiyaschel behem adarabah." Now yados is actually more pashut because at least it's in the Torah. So that's going to be a problem if you're going to learn yodaya kinu is loshon shabbatim v'cham. Okay, so then the Gemara says like this. Nope. Now we'll have to come to Chisui Mechstra V'Halchi Ketani. Yeah. Mi Ketani Yados. No, let's be honest now. It doesn't say Yados anywhere, right? So we have free reign to put it wherever we want. So therefore, let's say Yados. Let's say it goes like this. Kol Yados Nadarm Kinadarm V'Chol Kinui Nadarm Kinadarm. Ve'eluhin Yados. Yeah, so then Yados is first. But it's interesting. Kinuyim is not more interesting. Kinuyim is not Lashon Shebadu Chachamim is not something that is conceptually interesting to them either. It's not more Chavav. No, that's a very important point. It's a very important point because people, you could misinterpret the Gemara when it says that their drasha is more Chavav to them. That's like some egotistical kind of a thing. Because they did it, they like it more. This shows that's not the reason. Because if that were the case, then the thing they made, they should love the best. But it means to say, the things that they derive through the process of Torah Shabbat Path, through thinking, through analysis, through conceptualization, that idea, that process is something that they cherish. And therefore, when they're coming to Pirush, they're going to start with that. But it's not just because it's theirs, they like it better. Then on the contrary, Kinuyim is more theirs. So John, now what do you say about Yechisur Mechzor V'Alikidani? Ron says, now we're forced to go back and say, and go against what we said before. Normally we say that B'Pshitas B'Kulan Sugyan Vade Yechisur Mechzor Reisha D'Milsa Lo Mechzora. We never say that. V'Armin L'Man D'Amashot Lo Shachavad Chomim. No, Reisha Mechzora. My the pasuk bay, yeah dahai boy is aim ma'achikom atan the masnis in sidra dafka noka. He did come with the seder lefirushi yadus bereisha lemande lemard mehecha. He was a masnis in sidra dafka noka, right? Lefirushi yados bereisha lemar mehecha de solak minei mishum de asyon le midrasha. In other words, he changed from that, right? He's saying two ways to go. You can learn the Mishnah two. You can learn the Gemara two ways. You can learn the Mishnah two ways. You can either say that if you hold kinuyim are lashon nachrim, then it's fine. Then it goes kinuyim first, yados, and then it goes yados, kinuyim, right? That's mehecha the solik minei, right? But it's dafka that way. Of course, logically it makes sense. It's not because of Mehecha de Salak Mine. That's what's a little funny to put it in there. But it's because of the Drasha. But Ulamar Mehecha de Pasach Be Mishum de Yados Asu Midrasha Veroy Lak Dimon Lekinuyam Sheinim El Lashon Shebadu Chachomim. Or the other Shita is it had to start with Yados. It had to start with Yados. Right? Because the Yados are at least the Drasha. So it had to be before Kinuyim. But he means in the list, not in the explanation. But the explanation can be the same, yeah. But, so anyways, what do you say though for Chisui Mechshav Ochitani? I mean, you could still say what you're saying, John. It's not clear. Doesn't mean they necessarily left it out like a mistake. He just didn't need to mention it, but we're reconstructing like a pivotal Iboshavim. What was in his lathe? I don't know. Was it ever complete? That's the question. Was it ever in a complete form and somehow we got lost? Or we say, no, the Tana didn't have to write it complete. He knew he could rely on the Chachma of the Shomea. I don't know. Okay, let's go a little weiter.
Ready?
Yep. But we did have a Gemara recently. I'm trying to remember what we did recently. I think it was in Yuma. Right, by Taraf Bekalfi. Also, right, whether Hanocha is Ma'akev or not. And then it said Ola, and it says, no, Tani, teach it this way. Tani Hiniach. Right? So it sounded like the Mishnah said also, and it says, no, read it this way, teach it this way. Sounds like he's saying change the word, but we were Medayik over that he's not saying change the word. Because it could mean either one. It could mean either
right.
one.
Right, it was like the beginning of the Hanocha.
Right. Right. Sounds like in Halichos Olam, yeah, Rav Yosef Kara, I'm saying. Yeah, this sefer has all those kinds of things. We were looking into it last year. It's like the Yud Gimel Midos. He has all of those things missing. So he wants to. Sounds like he's taking a pshara that it was lost. Am I right? But the question is, no, he has a very good point. Why didn't Rebbe fix it up?
Right.
It's a good point. So he's saying, it does sound like he's saying it did fall out of, it did fall out of the original text, but that was the Lashon that was known to everybody, and it's possible to reconstruct it. So Rebbe chose to record it in its original, in the form that was Shigura Befiya Kol, because everybody has to remember these things. So once it's remembered that way, and it still is retrievable, he had to keep it that way. And so it's from the it's Rav Yosef Karo is on the Kloli Gemara as a Pirush on Halichos Olam in Shar Sheni Perek Beis. Is that what you said? Perek Beis Yud Dalid. Very interesting. Okay, maybe I'll take a picture of this and I'll send it around. Okay, very good. Shkach.